Renewables can depress wholesale prices. For example, when the sun creates a midday jolt. This discourages investors in the flexible gas power generation needed to provide backup for windless, cloudy days. The market dynamics are completely destroyed, says Peter Terium, boss of RWE, one of the big four. There is talk of paying generators to offer capacity, not supply power. But such payments would add another subsidy distortion to the market. The €20 billion National Grid Plan is another macro project meant to channel micro-level exuberance. It assumes that the biggest need will be to supply northern wind power to southern and western consumers. Yet, if so, perhaps renewables should be tempered elsewhere. We have to synchronize infrastructure and renewables by allowing new wind and solar projects only where the grid can take delivery of what they produce, says Stefan Kuhler, head of the German Energy Agency. Upgrading the grid to beyond Germany as well as within it would reduce waste and the risk of instability. But the vision is contested. Expansion of the grid has been thwarted by bureaucrats' inertia, politicians' foot-dragging, and activism by those who hate transmission masts as much as they do nuclear power. Even upgrades to existing lines can mobilize opposition, as in Quickborn, south of Nibul. Hardcore decentralists deny that power must be transmitted over long distances. You can put the grid development plan directly in the bin, says Matthias Willenbacher of Juvi, a big builder of solar and wind projects. Bavaria's aspirations encourage such hopes. When the federal government tried to speed up cuts in the feed-in tariff for solar power, several states put up a fight, forcing a partial retreat. The renewables lobby, like the industrial one, demands stable investment conditions. Solar power will be competitive without subsidies by 2020, the solar lobby insists. Germany is groping for a mix of top-down direction setting and bottom-up buy-in for its Energiewende to work. The federal government may limit foes of transmission projects to one court challenge. But consultation with citizens is vital, reckons Mr. Mathisen. TenneT, which operates the grid in Schleswig-Holstein, wants to extend the wind park idea to the transmission network, offering stakes in a line along the west coast. But Mr. Bockholt, Nibul's mayor, sounds a warning. Schleswig-Holstein's plans to harvest its wealth of wind will soon reach the limits of what is tolerable. It is hard to think of a messier and more wasteful way of shifting from fossil and nuclear fuel to renewable energy than the one Germany has blundered into. The price will be high, the risks are large, and some effects will be the opposite of what was intended. Greenhouse gas emissions are likely to be higher than they would have been for quite a while to come. But that does not mean the entire enterprise will fail. Politicians cannot reinvent the Energiewende on the run, but they can stay a step ahead of the risks and push back against the costs. And they are beginning to do so. In the end, Germany itself is likely to be transformed.